And we're back here with Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. I'm Nathan Ruggles, and we appreciate you being with us here today. I'd like to recognize a couple of the organizations that make our programming possible here. That includes the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, as well as the IBEW Local 5. So we have, from Politico here on the line, Daniel Littman. Daniel, thanks for coming on the program with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Daniel, you guys there, Politico, have a story out there on your website about Trump, and he's talking about, once again, talking about Puerto Rico, this time saying that the U.S. military should not be involved in the recovery? Is that right?
Yeah, what he said was the military should not be distributing food and other vital goods to Puerto Rican citizens. And he, again, blamed Puerto Rico for being in the for being in debt, which has led to them not having a lot of money to pay for their own recovery. But his comments are raising a lot of hackles by other people saying that the military distributes food and water to people in the mainland of the continental U.S. And so why shouldn't they be helping out Puerto Rico?
Well, that's an excellent question. And when you talk about food and vital goods, I mean, doesn't that pretty much cover just about everything that people would need in the aftermath of a disaster like this?
Yeah, that's a funny or kind of not funny thing. What should the military be doing besides helping distribute vital goods to keep people alive and also rescuing people in the early going of the disaster? And so the military has a lot of experience with these logistics. And so and that's a part of their job. I think FEMA also helps with disaster relief. But the military plays a vital role. They treat the recovery and relief efforts as kind of an operation. And so they're good at that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's fair to say they're experts when it comes to logistics, when it comes to ferrying cargo and ferrying important equipment from one location to another, whether it's by ship, whether it's by plane, whether it's by helicopter, going into remote areas that may not be accessible, and they are the experts. So they would seem to be a very important and group to be able to get these important goods and food and et cetera out to a disaster area. Now let's talk about in the past the role that the military has taken in past disasters. And we've had, unfortunately, too many in recent years. And whether we're talking about in the state of Louisiana or Florida or Texas as a result of a hurricane, or perhaps even Haiti, as well as we know from a few years back, the military has had a role in recovery operations, whether it's been here stateside or whether it's been in other countries, correct?
That's true. They are called upon to do that work by the president or by other parts of the government in helping people around the world. And we're not sending the U.S. military to help every lost orphan in Africa, find food, but in areas of vital interest, we will help people survive. And so we sent people the military to help people when there was the big tsunami back in 10 years ago in Asia. I think it was maybe more during Christmas, which killed 200,000 people. And so if the U.S. is to play a role as a leader of the free world, then we have to understand that our military is also going to be part of that help. And so,
That's right.
Is not a huge burden on the military. We spend hundreds of billions of dollars on weapon systems of various kinds and ammunition and giving money to Pentagon contractors. And so this is a very small part of what we spend every year on the military.
And, Dana, you read my mind because I thought of the tsunami as well. And Indonesia, I know, was heavily impacted if we're talking about the same event here. And the U.S. military was there and they were involved and they were helping out and providing relief and delivering relief. So I guess, you know, we've established here that there is precedent for the U.S. military being involved in disaster relief. So what makes it different this time? And we're talking about American citizens, right?
Yeah, these are 3.4 million American citizens. And it doesn't matter if they're in Puerto Rico. They are still citizens. They vote. They have a say in what's going on. And a lot of them, 29% of Puerto Ricans don't have access to potable water. And I think three-quarters of the island is still without electricity. And so there's a lot of needs that are still going on that it's not back to normal just yet. And so that's the situation we face. And I think Puerto Ricans don't want to be left behind. And the difference now is actually just President Trump is in office. Before, there was no question that the military would be helping out. And so but I don't think Trump is malicious completely in what he says. It's more like he was talking at a news conference, and he said something that just came to his mind. And so I don't think he woke up yesterday morning saying, this is the news I'm going to make today.
Well, but this we do need to wrap up here. But this is part of a pattern, though, with his recent comments with regard to Puerto Rico, in terms of that there's somehow an exception that they whether or not they deserve relief. And this idea of places deserving relief from a disaster, that's not the type of language we generally hear from presidents, both Republican and Democrat, in past years with regard to disasters, is it?
It's not. It's no one is saying that Puerto Rico was behaving brilliantly with their financial crisis that they got into. But still, that doesn't mean that we should just abandon them. And so they are still in need. They're hurting, a lot of Puerto Ricans. And so that's like the reason to help them. It's not to punish them for the debt crisis. There's a lot of other things that we can do with measures in terms of debt and other things on that score. But these are people that are, until we make sure that everyone, has electricity and food and water, I think a lot of people want to keep Puerto Rico, continue to help them.
Well, we appreciate you. I'm sorry, we do need to go. We do need to wrap up here. But I know they can get more of this story and much more from you guys at Politico.com.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Daniel, for coming on. And that was Daniel Littman there with Politico, and it's Nathan Ruggles here with you today on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.